Cult Posse.
And on the 39th day, God looked down on his planned paradise, said, I need a radio contest. So God made trivia. God said, I need something to entertain my mind, keep people up all night, answer phones, write questions, answer phones again, and execute a speed round in hour 40. So God made trivia. God said, I need someone willing to sit up with me all night and answer questions about polkas and county fairs in Minnesota. Get it wrong and say, maybe next year. I need someone strong enough to write a 250-point question, yet gentle enough to usher a stack full of pizzas to the phone bank workers. Someone strong enough to tame management, yet trusting enough to allow 200 people, a nocturnal house band, and a tribe of goats into their studios. So God made trivia. I need somebody who can recall 10 different types of yarn and 18 creative uses for string cheese, make a bong with an apple, a straw, and a 3/16-inch socket, and still have the strength to go on a scony run Sunday morning. Somebody who will stay up through hour 15 after doing the late shift the night before, and be willing to go to hour 29 so the team captain can catch a few hours of sleep before speed rounds eat all of our brains. And most of all, not try to sell a truck during the Super Bowl. So God made trivia. People who will broadcast and compete as a family who would laugh and sigh and look into the eyes of new lifelong friends from across the red carpet after party, daydreaming about next year's theme and what it could bring for them. And so, God made trivia.